crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Time for the Coach's Corner. And yesterday, we talked to new USU Eastern Athletic Director Chelsea Warburton. Today, we'll keep up with USU Eastern. The baseball team began a lengthy, lengthy road trip this past weekend, suffering four straight losses against Southern Nevada. They'll travel out on the road again this weekend to take on CSI. Joining us right now to give us an update on the baseball team, we have head coach Scott Mattson. Coach, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Jordan, thank you. I look forward to our conversation each week.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to follow the team and get your take on how they are performing week in and week out. And, Coach, there were a lot of positives heading into this past week. You guys were sitting at 3-5, had played some really good baseball. You and I had the conversation that, I mean, really, you could have been 6-2 or even 7-1 the way the team had played over the first, you know, 8-9 games of the season. However, this last weekend, it was a little bit of a rough patch for you guys. You suffer four straight losses on the road to Southern Nevada.
Yeah, you know, and we, up to that point, our pitchers had kept us in every game and given us a chance, and you know what, it just seemed like we never even had a chance to win all weekend long. They were jumping on us early and putting up some big numbers on us that it's tough to come back, especially against the pitching staff like Southern Nevada had. But I just felt like, you know, we've depended on them so long the whole year, and this week it just kind of went opposite for, which I want to see it early in the year rather than later in the year, but it's kind of frustrating because they've been so consistent all year long.
The very first game of the four-game set, you guys score six runs, and I remember asking you last week, Coach, if you guys score four or five runs, is that enough to get a win? And you said absolutely. So if I'd have told you you were going to score six runs on Southern Nevada in the first game, you probably would feel pretty comfortable about that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that was their guy that we were up against. He was their main pitcher, and we'd done a good job of putting the ball in play and taking advantage. And, you know, we went out and Kyle, the guy that started for us, didn't even really get hit hard. He actually had four or five hits batters in that first inning and just gave him a five spot to start off the game. And, I mean, that was just a killer for us.
After that game, I believe you guys had, I want to say, 10 hits the rest of the weekend, if memory serves me right. So what was the big difference for you guys offensively in the three games that followed that opening loss?
You know, I honestly think that it was just to go out there and battle back. Because, I mean, we battled back that first game, and we did everything we could. And then all of a sudden there at the end, they gave up three runs. And I think that just kind of killed us for the weekend. We lost momentum. And I just, you know, after that, we went in. We had good approaches. I feel like we had good approaches all weekend. We hit the ball hard. But, you know, like I said, against that pitching staff, if you're going to get one or two runs a game, you're doing well with those guys and the way they're throwing. And they had some guys that really controlled the off-speed, stayed low in the zone, and we hit balls hard just right at people. So, and it was interesting. You wouldn't think the way we, if you were down there, the way we hit, that we'd only have 10 hits those last three games. But, I mean, that's part of being playing a good team is you got to take advantage and get every break you can. And you know what? We made them make the plays, and they did.
How good is Southern Nevada this year?
You know, I don't think they're as good as they were in the past. They've had some injuries that kind of have affected them, just like everybody else in this conference. But their pitching, they're always solid pitching. I mean, not as good as they were in the past means they don't have those guys that if you miss, they're going to hit it out of the yard. I just didn't see that this year, where there's those guys that can consistently just leave the yard. But other than that, they have good speed. They have good players. They're number one in our league for a reason, and they'll be tough to beat, especially at their place.
As far as the confidence level goes, at least from your eyes, I mean, is there any reason to believe that this team cannot play with Southern Nevada? I mean, what was your biggest takeaway from the weekend as you made that long journey home?
You know, that's something we talked, and we talked about every game. After every game, is that's why it's so frustrating, is because we feel like we should be playing with those guys. I mean, there's spots in those games where we just handled them when we wanted to, and even our pitchers, when they stuck with our philosophy during the game, you know, we walked through them, and that was the hardest part, is watching everybody kind of doing, going away from our plan for these guys. And, I mean, as a baseball team, that's what you do. You say if they can get you out of your game that you're playing, they'll beat you, and that's what they did to us all weekend.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Squad. Coach, in that first game, you guys did go through quite a few pitchers. I believe Kirk Haney was actually the one that got the loss on the mound. Outside of that, I mean, how many pitchers do you logistically want to see in a game? I mean, what's a good number? Is there a gauge there, or is it just kind of the feel of the game?
It just depends on the amount of innings. In a 7-inning game, I'd like to see 2 at most. I mean, you want that starter to go through 6 and then get your closer in there for 7 if you need him. We've been lucky, and we've had Chase Stratton get through 7 a couple of times for us. And then in that 9, it's usually about 3 pitchers that you're looking to go through. You know, you get through that 6-7 and then get that guy for the setup role and then get to your closer. But, I mean, at this league and with 18-year-old kids, it's hard to be consistent. So, I mean, we've had good starts out of our lefties for so long, and there's 2 of them, Jarrett Hunt and Colton Hill, that, you know, they've struggled a little bit, left the ball up. They're still getting outs, and they're making good pitches. It's just they're missing more than they normally had. And, you know, we kind of need those other guys to step up in those situations. We've had some guys do it. Jared Lesser's been great for us stepping up in those situations, you know, and he's pitching more and more for us. But we're just kind of waiting for those guys. Kirk Haney, he's been injured all fall, and we're slowly getting him back, and he's actually back to form and throwing really well for us. So, I mean, to me, I'm seeing a lot of guys getting the opportunity that they need to show us that they're going to be there for that situation. That's what I told them. That's kind of what we've talked about is I need those guys to come in and shut that door. If we get in trouble as a starter, I need a guy to come in and stop the bleeding that fast. And that's kind of where we struggle, but Jared Lester's really stepped up and kind of taken that role.
As a team right now, the ERA is 4.5. Last week when you and I were talking, you guys were leading the SWAC in ERA, and you had mentioned to me off of the air that the ERA climbed about a full point. I mean, really out of character for a team that has started so well throughout the entire year consistently. I mean, the consistency has been there up until this point.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, honestly, that was the most frustrating part is, you know, we've had a philosophy all year. It's worked well for us. We've kept games close where all we needed is those key hits here and there, and we win the ball games. And then last week it just kind of went out the window, and I don't know if they're just getting frustrated because we aren't getting those key hits in those situations, so they're trying to get a few more strikeouts early, and it kind of causes you to walk a few more people and miss in the zone a lot more. But we're hopefully getting them back on track. We've got a big weekend coming up this week, and you know what, they're like, I tell them every day, you guys dictate how the game's going, just the pitching staff. I mean, the hitters, hey, they'll score runs, but you guys dictate everything about this team. So
well, definitely is a monumental weekend for you guys. Right now, last place in the SWAC, but I mean, last place this year isn't as grueling as last place, say, 2, 3, 4 years ago. I mean, right now it's so close between the teams front to back. You guys are sitting at 3-9, and Coach Salt Lake gets Southern Nevada this week, and then on the flip side, you guys get CSI. So, I mean, it's not out of the question that you could go from first to second or from worst to second in one weekend of baseball. I mean, it's entirely possible.
And that's exactly true. I mean, we've been through the heart of this league already, and we have CSI coming up, who's going to be a solid team. They always are, and they have good pitching. But like you said, it's just a matter of what kind of weekend you have. If we can go out and get a couple of wins, we're right back in the mix with everybody else. And then we have a bye week going into next week to start over the second half. But, you know, with these guys, Colorado has a bye week this week, and, you know, they've played some tough teams also. But I think we're going to kind of see what happens with Salt Lake and CSN this week as to how the rest of the season standings go, because if Salt Lake, who's really tough to play at their own place on that turf, I mean, they specialize in playing on that turf, and that's what Nick, the CSN coach, and I were talking about down there, is how good they are at just beating it in the ground and beating it out, and he seems really nervous to go play those guys up there. So, I mean, like I said, if they lose 4, this thing, you could jump to first place in a weekend if it really came down to it.
Right. So. Right. That's what's so crazy about this conference. Now, CSI is the only team that we have not seen so far this year. Coach, what do you know about them?
You know, I know they match up with us really well. I mean, batting's about the same. They have a couple of good arms, good lefties. One's a transfer from Western Nevada that threw a lot of innings for them, and then they return a lefty that pitched for them a lot last year. And I think if we can get some solid starts against those guys, we could have the chance of walking away with at least 3 wins. You know, and as far as the power, I haven't seen too much power there. But I really don't know a whole lot about them. I know they'll field it well. They always do at their place anyways. But for some reason, our team loves to go up there and play. So it'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
Well, we were having a conversation about CSI this past week, and I brought up the point that it doesn't matter what their record is. The one thing you know about CSI year in and year out, they're going to have athletes. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're 2-10, if they're 10-2, you know they're going to have athletes every single year. It's just what they do.
Exactly. You know, they have that kind of funding where they go out and they get the most talented guy, and after that it kind of depends on how they're playing as to what type of guy you'll see. I mean, to me, I'm just sitting back and saying, how in the world are they not winning when they're having guys throw 90-plus consistently? But at the same time, you're watching other teams do the same thing, you know. But with those guys, they do. They get good talent that if you catch them on the right day, boy, they can make the difference in the ball game.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to talk about this lengthy road trip that you guys are right in the middle of. So it started this past weekend against CSN, and from that point on, you guys are going to be on the road. Your next home game is not until April 21st. To put that in perspective, today is March 21st. So you guys are going to be on the road for over a month, which is just, it's insane. I mean, it's something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. I mean, I guess if you go back to when we dipped down to D2, I know the scheduling was a little bit off, but I mean, is this something that you've ever encountered before, this length of a road trip?
You know, it's not. And we talked about, because we have a bye week coming up next week, we talked about possibly getting some home games there, but after talking with the team, they said, you know, Coach, we'd almost rather have a break in the middle there. And these kids are really excited to play. I mean, they know it's a long trek on the road, but we've been traveling 7-8 hour road trips up to this point, so these little ones don't seem a whole lot to these kids as they travel and play. But like you said, it's tough to go out there and play consistently on the road and, you know, keep that momentum when you're just going constantly. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, they're excited. They're a good group. It hasn't really affected them a whole lot, but I mean, till last weekend, but we'll see how it goes. And they could have just been depressed that we're on the road for over a month. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm excited when we get to play home, eventually, I hope. But, you know, it'll be fun. It's a fun experience to go to these other places and then to be able to finish at home is kind of a big thing for us anyways. And that's where I keep reminding them. I was like, hey, we get 2 weeks at home prior to us having to go to the region tournament. So that's a big step for us. Most people are on the road. A lot of people travel big distances that last week and then have to turn around and travel again the next week. So, I mean, it's beneficial as far as that's concerned. Yes, that's great for us. To have a break in the middle would be just amazing for us, but I just don't see it happening ever.
Right.
With Western Nevada stepping out, but you know, we'll see how things go, and it's going to be tough, but we enjoy it. And when you've got a group of guys that you like to be around, like this group, they're fun to be around on the bus trips. I mean, they're just absolutely wonderful people, and it makes those road trips go a whole lot faster.
Coach, it's always fun to chat with you, get an update on the baseball team. Best of luck as you guys travel again on the road this week to Idaho, excuse me, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Scott Matz out of the USU Eastern Eagles baseball squad. They will be on the road to take on the College of Southern Idaho this weekend. We'll continue to keep tabs on the USU Eastern baseball squad and also get you an update on the softball squad a little bit later on in the week. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.